the only way.
The Pasuk says Haman leaves the party and he sees Mordechai, and Mordechai doesn't budge. So Rav Chalap explained earlier that until that point, Mordechai would bow before Haman would show up. And that way, when Haman showed up, he didn't bow to him. So here, Mordechai doesn't do the trick anymore. Mordechai says, I have nothing to lose at this point. The tricks are good when things are right. When things are wrong, there's already a decree out there. We're all supposed to die anyways. No more games. So then Mordechai doesn't move. Mordechai says, I got nothing to lose. And lo kam velo zami menu. From that point onward, he doesn't even play the game. So then Haman gets even more upset. Vaymale Haman al Mordechai chima. Mordechai gets upset at Mordechai. Haman gets upset at Mordechai. Because beforehand, Haman was upset. He said, he's playing a game. He's not bowing to me, and he's making it look like he bowed. And I can't touch him. So beforehand, there was anger around his ego. Now there was anger. He said, this is a pure rebellion. The king said everyone has to bow at me, and he's not. He's outright going against the decree. Haman contains himself, and he summons all his friends and his wife, and he says, you know what? This isn't enough. I have all this honor, but no one realizes how humble I am. So there's a problem here. So he says, it can't seem like I'm a guy who always fights for his own honor. I can't do it in such an overt way. So he calls in his wife and his friends, and he says, how do you suggest I take my revenge from Mordechai? How do I do it in a way that it won't be attributed to me? And then it's not nice if people talk about Haman, that one guy didn't bow, so Haman goes out of his way and hangs him. Let's find a way that they won't blame me afterwards. So they tell him, make a tree 50 amos high. And when you're in a private meal with the king, tell the king to hang Mordechai on it. And mor lamelech, tell the king to hang Mordechai on the tree. And let the decree come from the king, not from you. And then it's as though the king says, my Haman, I heard there's one person who doesn't doubt him, I want him hung. Let it come from the king. It'll be much better for you. And that's what they told him. Uvaboker emor lamelech v'itlut Mordechai alav. Go early in the morning. No one should know that you have a hand in it. And that way everyone will say, look at Haman. He was willing to turn a blind eye, but the king protects his honor. And it could be that they even told him, let the king hang him without explaining why. No one has to know it's because of you. Let's just say that Mordechai is making problems. He's making protests in the city. He's getting people to daven, to be worried about what the king says. Maybe there are other reasons the king can give for covering up why Mordechai is hung. And what difference does it make? Who's going to care? They're all on their way to death row anyways. And who's going to care if he was killed 12 months earlier or 12 months later? You don't need your name being taken down with him. And that's the idea, that Haman on the one hand is given all this power. On the other hand, he doesn't want to be the one to kill Mordechai. He says, let me do it in a way that I won't be blamed for it. It'll happen anyways. And that's the advice they gave him about Mordechai. We can see what Rav Chalap said unfolding in a different way, playing itself out. That at the end of the day, it's not Esther and it's not Mordechai. Mida keneged mida, there's a charvona that shows up on the scene. You never saw him before. He gets Haman hung. Meaning everyone puts two and two together and says, we better not start up with Mordechai. But the actual act is not done. It's not done directly. It's not Esther that gets him hung. It's Charvona that gets him hung. And that would seem to be, going with Rav Chalap, mida keneged mida.